This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. One parent says she's nervous and scared. Children are returning to school today in Uvalde, Texas, where 3 months ago a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers inside two classrooms. There is new high fencing around public school campuses and a heavy police patrol. Police who've been looking for a Tennessee woman kidnapped near the University of Memphis say a body's been found in a Memphis neighborhood, but that the identity of that person and the cause of death is unconfirmed. The police tweet made no reference to the Eliza Fletcher case, saying only that the investigation is ongoing. The AP's Mike Gracia.
U.S. Marshals arrested 38-year-old Cleotha Abston on Saturday after police detected his DNA on a pair of sandals found near where Fletcher was last seen, according to an arrest affidavit. Police also linked the vehicle they believe was used in the kidnapping to a person at a residence where Abston was staying. According to the Commercial Appeal, Abston kidnapped a prominent Memphis attorney in 2000 when he was just 16 years old and received a 24-year prison sentence. He was released in November 2020 at age 30.
Something new from U.S. intelligence about Russia's war in Ukraine.
Newly downgraded U.S. intelligence suggests Moscow is pursuing millions of rockets and artillery shells from North Korea for its ongoing fight in Ukraine. An official who spoke on the condition of anonymity says to turn to the isolated state of North Korea demonstrates the Russian military continues to suffer from severe supply shortages due in part to export controls and sanctions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain's scandal-ridden Prime Minister Boris Johnson is resigning today. Liz Truss will succeed him. Millions of Americans have been returning home from the Labor Day holiday. Air travel has nearly recovered to pre-pandemic levels. This is AP News. President Biden spent his Labor Day appealing to union members in two key swing states, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. The AP's Shelley Adler.
Milwaukee was the first stop, with President Biden telling the crowd why Labor Day is special to him.
The fact of the matter is I wouldn't be here without unions. Unions. Electricians, iron workers, letter carriers, teamsters, laborers, bricklayers, transit workers, plumbers and pipe fitters, steel workers.
And the president told the crowd that the country is at an inflection point.
I've said many times, we're the only country in the world that's come out of every crisis we ever faced stronger than we went in it. No other nation has done that.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Gas is down to $3.77 a gallon, says the AAA, 7 cents cheaper than a week ago. A year ago, gas was only $3.18 a gallon. Prices are highest in the West. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.